You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
I can't sleep away anymore. Oh,
so sad today.
Ever since you
my day started with news that this guy, Rahm Mallo, who led the band The Mavericks since 1990, had passed away, Fred, only at the age of 60 years old.
Yeah, that's sad.
And that kind of hits home. And, you know, I've used The Mavericks as bumper music for years. If Sue were here, she'd be right with me on this because she was a huge fan of Rahm Mallo. And, you know, this song was their first big hit. They kind of got, I guess, genre-wise, put into the country genre, but it's more than country, and they put a record out called Music for All Occasions in 1995. This song was on it. It was named by Rolling Stone as in the top 200 of all-time great country songs, number 159. And this is Flaco Jimenez, who is a legendary accordion player. He's known as the Tex-Mex Accordion King, and he just rocks it out in this song with Rahm Mallo and the Mavericks. But even some more of their recent stuff that, you know, the last album, I think Raul went down into the vault of recordings. A lot of artists do that, and he finds some songs that he, you know, had even written decades ago, and he kind of pulls them out and refashions them a little bit. This is one of my favorites from the last record called Live Close By. I played this one, bumps a lot.
I love you, baby. I like your company. You make me laugh. You never make
And this is another one of the more popular ones here. Dance the Night Away. And Fred, what I've said over the decades about Rahm Mallo and the Mavericks, because I realize a lot of people right now have never heard of Rahm Mallo. He came from Cuba. His story is amazing, you know, when his parents came here. And again, most people wouldn't know them, but what I would tell you is that it's the best live act that I've seen outside of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. And you got to take politics out of the mix, even with the Mavericks. Raul and I followed each other on Twitter, and they're different politics. But just, I could take you. Do you ever see them or not?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I could take you, Fred, as a music fan or anyone listening right now, and I could take them to a Mavericks show, and you'd be blown away. You'd be like, you don't have to know the music at all. You would be like, my goodness, these guys are good. Just unbelievable because of the variety of music that they had. And let me give you an example of this with a quote from Raul. He said, if you'd ask 10 different people what the Mavericks mean to them, you're going to get 10 different answers. And then you're going to hear our records and hear one song, and you're going to think, this band is like this. And then you're going to hear the next song and go, holy blank, this band is nothing like that song I just heard. And it just was really, really wonderful music. He provided endless amounts of entertainment. I'm so glad that I saw Raul Malo perform live. I did interview him one time because he had a special that was set down in Cuba. He went back to Cuba and did a concert several years ago. And it was sad. You know, Judith Anderson, who is one of our account reps here at 97.1 FM Talk and Odyssey St. Louis, she sent me the text this morning. And she knew that we were both fans together. We had seen them multiple times. We knew he was sick. I really did, Fred. I said on Saturday, I heard a song come on, and I was listening to John Mayer's Sirius XM station. And I told Becky, I'm like, man, I'm worried that Raul Malo is going to die like real soon, because he'd gone a little quiet. And in fact, he passed away yesterday, colon cancer at the age of 60. And he just got the diagnosis in the early part of this year. So it happened really fast. They had to cancel the tour in September, unfortunately. But he meant a lot to me. You know, there's musicians and there's artists that mean a lot to different people. And this was a guy that put a smile on my face so many times, just listening to the music and then seeing it live.
You just can't listen to that and not be happy.
I don't remember. I should know the guy's name, but he's got an organist for the band. And let me just look this up, because I want to give this guy his due. Organ player for Mavericks. He would always come out in these crazy suits, colorful suits. Jerry Dale McFadden. Unbelievable. So he's piano, keyboard player, and Paul Deacon is the drummer, was one of the founding members. The band was just so good because they'd played together for so long. But with Jerry Dale McFadden in particular, he would play, he played the piano backwards. He could do so many things, and he had these bright green or orange suits on. He was the guy that kind of stood out from the rest of the band, at least color-wise. But when you have, a touring band like that that really has had most of the original members for decade upon decade, the way that they could do a show, whether it's a 45-minute show at a festival or an hour and a half or 2 hours at the Pageant or the Factory, was unbelievable. It
They're
really was.
Entertainers.
Yeah, really. And he was one of the best, and he was just a sweet, sweet man as well. So he will be missed. Now, let me offset that with a little of, the opposite. Some good news here when it comes to music. And I was really surprised by this morning. I got an email. Fred, you might remember that it's almost, I think, been 2 years ago to the date where something happened on the show and I realized that I had no Triumph music as my bumper music. Somebody brought it up. I don't even know what happened. So I went to our friend Tim Summer and I said, Tim, who, he signed Hootie and the Blowfish and he knows all these people. And Triumph was a Canadian rock band, right? A three-piece Canadian rock band, not quite as popular as Rush, but very popular here in St. Louis. And I said, you know what? I bet I can get a hold of Rick Emmett from Triumph. And Tim hooked us up with a contact. And within 2 days, I received an email from Rick Emmett from Triumph. And it just so happened that he was releasing a book at that time. And this is very rare because, Fred, as you know, we usually just book, like if we're going to do a topic for someone, we would likely just do one interview, right? We wouldn't do multiple interviews. But with Rick, I did one interview and I said, okay, I have the book. Let me read the book. Let's do another one. And he was nice enough to do two interviews. So I bring this up because St. Louis is on the list of the Triumph Tour that was announced this morning. Live Nation announced this. It's the first tour in 30 years. The 50th anniversary North American tour, and it's going to Kansas City and also here in St. Louis at the Amphitheater, which is great that we get a date because we've been skipped a lot. Even Journey's skipping us right now. So it's May 17th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And I don't know why I don't have, I have a bunch of songs in here, but I don't have Lay It on the Line, which was, this is Say Goodbye, which I like a lot. I think I played that one on. I don't have some of the more popular Triumph tunes in here, but I was pumped, Fred, that they're coming back to St. Louis.
And I emailed him, Rick, today saying, hey, can you maybe join us later this week?
For the on sale.
To help,
right.
Pump up some ticket sales.
Well, let me know. Yeah, let's see if we get a response because the tickets will go on sale on Friday of this week. And that's a pretty big deal. So I'd like to find out because when we spoke with Rick, he seemed rather at peace.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
With not being that guy that's out on the road. You know, what I remember that stood out, he was like one of the more normal rock dudes that we've ever talked to. So I had lunch with a friend of mine last week, and Kevin Babb, you've met Kevin before. He's a guitar player, singer, songwriter from here in St. Louis, does a lot of bar gigs, performs in some of the other cool bands. He's a real important part of the music industry. And he was talking to me, and he knew that I used to do a lot of movie stuff. I was talking about that a little bit with my friend Mark Allen yesterday. So I'd go to Hollywood, and I'd interview the stars and the directors. And he asked me what the difference is between like actors and musicians. And I flat out said, well, musicians, you guys are just weird. I'm just telling you, you're weirder than, you know, than actors. The actors, they might be, well, some of them are weird. There's no doubt, like John Malkovich and some of the others. But for the most part, all my encounters with actors from Hollywood, relatively normal. Musicians, I can't say the same thing. They're tough to interview sometimes. We know that, Fred.
We've interviewed some that we couldn't use.
I will tell you, I'm not going to say the name right now, but within the last year, in we do a lot of, the majority of our interviews are live on my show. Just so the audience knows, every once in a while, we'll have something happen where we're only granted a certain window for an interview and it's before the show. So I'll record someone at 2. We never tell you it's recorded. You think it's live. Sometimes I goof up with the with the intro. But for the most part, you know, they're live interviews. But what was the point I was going to make here, Fred? This is another one of those things where my brain just...
That we've interviewed people that we couldn't use.
Oh, yeah. So within the last year... Thank you. You've saved me twice today. You realize that? I did that in my office, too, where I cannot remember what the hell I was talking about. So there was a, I would say, rather legendary rock star who appeared at the amphitheater in the last 9 months, who, when I did the interview with them and I recorded the interview, was so wasted drunk, we did not air the interview. And I felt so bad because, I mean, it was bad.
We thought maybe we can salvage 2 minutes of it or something.
No,
but we couldn't.
It was, you know, it would have been embarrassing for this artist. And, you know, I couldn't do it. I thought to myself, man, if that was live, what would I have done? But my point is, you know, and Ted Nugent's a friend, and I don't know that Uncle Ted I would describe as normal because he's a unique personality. But rock stars are different. They are. You know this, Fred. They forget interviews. You time. There's no other group of people that forget interviews more than rock stars, right? And it's just something that you've booked guests for 50 years. You know this. I know this. They're just a little different. For whatever reason, sometimes there's drugs and alcohol involved. But anyway, a sad day because of the passing of a legend in Rahm Mallow. And for those of you, every once in a while, I get people asking for the music that I listen to. Just pull up the Mavericks and go to one of their playlists. It's on Spotify and enjoy the music. And then Triumph coming back to St. Louis, 50th anniversary tour. I'm so excited. I think I saw them back in the day, Fred, early 80s at the Kiel Auditorium. I'm pretty sure I saw them, but I can't find this damn photo album that I have all my ticket stubs and pictures with Cheap Trick and Jay Giles and all this stuff. And I can't find it. I cannot. And my ticket stub from Triumph would be in there. It's somewhere in my basement, I think, but I cannot find it. Sue Thomas is off this week. Well, not the whole week. She will be back on Thursday. That means that the Sue's News segment that is typically heard in this particular segment at this time of day will not be done by Sue, but Ethan will be handling this. Now, every once in a while, I can read the room a little bit. I feel like Ethan is rushing to put everything together. I want to make sure that we're all set here. I don't want this to be, let me use a football analogy here. I don't want this to be like Jalen Hurts last night when he both fumbled and was intercepted on the same play.
Hurts.
That was unbelievable. Did you watch that last night?
Yeah, I did. Oh, first time ever.
Yeah, so I don't want that this segment to become like that, Ethan. You know, I just say this because I care and I love, right?
Two things. One, nothing could possibly be that bad.
That was unbelievable.
Two, I have Jalen Hurts in fantasy and lost as a result last night of his performance.
Well, you know, and usually Sue's here to ask about fantasy because she loves it. But, you know, there was one point last night, Fred, I don't think I sent this to you. I sent it to Ethan because in my fantasy year just sucked for both teams. He at one point had -5 points. Like, -5 points.
It wasn't good.
No, it was not good. And I rode, you know, Saquon to this fantasy football championship last year in one league. And he had a great night last night, but for the most part, hasn't had the year that he had last year. All right, so can I say that you're ready for Sue's News?
Bring it on,
baby.
Let's
do it here, if I can get the damn thing to play
in
the right way. Well, that's a valid question, Ethan. I think maybe the audience realized, no, I wasn't.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Except
Happy
today.
National Christmas card day, everyone.
Oh,
do you guys,
nice.
You guys
I do
the Christmas cards? No?
No. I said this the other day. Becky always has this grand plan. Oh, here's the picture we're going to use for the Christmas card. And then we never do the Christmas card. And I'm not blaming her because she's very busy and it takes a lot of effort. But here's what I will tell you. We are at December, what is it, the 9th today? Typically by this time in the calendar, I have a ton of Christmas cards from people. There are not that many. I think a lot of people have really dialed back.
Do you ever get the cards that have like the family bread?
Yes, I burn them right immediately. That should be
really unworthy.
The what?
The this is what's happened in our family for the last year. Let me brag about my kids and all. And it's like a book people print out. No, I don't read those at all, even from some of my family members, because they're ridiculous. That should be something that should be outlawed. I mean, it should be a federal law that you can't do
something like that at
the holidays. Yes. But people still do it. For those of you who do it, let me just promise you, we don't read them. We don't. We throw them out. We may keep the card, but save your time.
My in-laws do it. And I'm not going to lie. I was pretty psyched when I made the first one. The first one that I made.
Cut
I was
on
like,
one?
All right,
yeah.
We're doing all right. Because, you know, father-in-law writes it. So I was like, all
okay.
right, we're moving in the right direction. You know, we weren't engaged at that point.
Right.
So it was only been dating for
a couple
months.
If you're kept out of that one, that's probably a bad sign.
Yeah, so
right?
I was like, ooh, all right, we're all doing right. something
fair
right.
Fair enough.
So anyway, you know, I mentioned today's National Christmas Card Day. Helpful last-minute reminder that if you're planning on getting holiday cards out in this time of year, you really it's time to get a move on. And if you're new to this or if it's been a while, Time.com recently had an article about how to write the perfect holiday card. And here's some of the highlights. It says, decide what kind of card you want to send. You know, what's your hope in accomplishing, expressing gratitude, reconnecting with people. Holiday cheer is obviously a popular one. And then it says personalize it. Even if you're sending cards out in bulk, try to personalize each one in some small way. Have some fun. It says even add a surprise, or whether it be like an extra touch you could add. To kind of make them unique, include the date. So there's a bunch of different options here, or a bunch of different tips on how to make the perfect Christmas card. I don't know what Hannah and I are going to do. We did one last year because it was our first year, our first Christmas together being married, but we're not doing one this year. So I don't know. Maybe we end up being like an every other year kind of thing, but I don't know. I think it is kind of fun to like get one from people you haven't seen in a while. I don't know. I think it's kind of a cool little
Well, sometimes
tradition.
It's the only way you do hear from people, you know, from your past or, you know, even relatives that you've lost touch with. So I understand that.
My son, Shane, always sends out two versions of his Christmas card. He does it with his two roommates in New York. And it's always the naughty card and the nice card.
Oh, funny.
All the you know, it's adult very clever. Grown-up people get the nice card where they're sitting for a proper picture. And then some people get the naughty card where they're, you know, like sitting around with you know, alcohol and just doing all sorts of crazy things.
That's good. So that's creative. That's good. That's different.
Yeah, okay. I like that too. That's good. That is good. But that's very clever, and that takes a lot of effort, right?
Yeah, it does. It takes some time. Yeah, no kidding. Okay.
My favorite card I get every year is from a legendary rabbi in St. Louis, Rabbi Jeffrey Stiffman, who's always, you know, you know, on behalf of interreligious relations,
right.
Merry Christmas, Fred.
Hey, Fred, you remember what I used to do with Eric Schmidt's Christmas cards? So Schmidt would send one when he was in the Senate. You know, the only reason he is where he is today is because of me. Let's just face it. Let's be honest. He would admit that, too. He was the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show. So he'd always send out his Christmas card with the family, and then I'd always fix it for him. I'd put, you know, he'd say greetings from the Schmidt family, and then I'd say, and the official state senator. I'd type something out. I would print it. I'd put it on the card. Then I'd take a new picture of it to fix his Christmas card for him.
He's got
a kick
out
of it.
He has great cards, though.
So yesterday, during Ethan's news, we talked about the best Christmas movies of all time. Today we are going to be talking about the worst Christmas songs of all time. And there's 13 on this list. We'll play number one for you here in just a second, but I'm going to go through this
list. So we're only
playing
number one?
We're only playing number one.
Okay, where would that be in here?
It should be
Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I just looked at it. There's no doubt. There's no argument that this is the worst. So
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, don't spoil it.
Okay,
now.
I won't.
Number 13, I Never Knew the Meaning of Christmas by NSYNC. Let me just say, there's someone in here that I don't know.
I never even heard of,
which is probably a good sign that it should be on this list.
Right.
Cherry Cherry Christmas by Neil Diamond is number 12. Don't Shoot Me Santa by The Killers at number 11. Number 10, Dominic the Donkey by Lou Monti. Nope, I got nothing.
I heard that.
New Kids on the Block is at number 9. Funky Funky Xmas, that checks out. Number 8 is Santa Baby by Michael Bublé. Listen, I think most of his stuff it really smacks around Christmas time, but that one makes sense. You know, it's a little, you know, it's a little bit promiscuous for a guy to be singing
really?
Santa Baby.
Dave Klein would disagree. Producer Meredith Dave Klein, who has a man crush on him, would disagree completely.
I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas is number 7.
That's so bad. Do you know that one, Ethan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is number 6.
Terrible.
I am very upset with number 5 because this is one of my favorite Christmas songs. I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus to Jackson 5. I think that's a great Christmas song.
I would not put that on the worst list.
Yeah, no,
I wouldn't
good.
Put it on the best list either, though.
This one certainly would be on the worst list. The Christmas Shoes by New Song. That one drives me absolutely insane.
Which one is it?
The Christmas Shoes?
I don't think I know that one.
No. Yeah. I don't know.
Sing it.
Yeah, I don't want to sing it. It's that bad. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney is number 3. I thought that was a little bit disrespectful
as well.
I don't like it.
I love Paul McCartney, but I do not
but
like
worst
that.
Worst of all time?
Yes.
Know. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid? That one certainly should be on
no,
this list.
No, it shouldn't. I disagree with that. I don't think that's one of the worst Christmas songs. No.
Well, I do, Mark. What are we going to do about
one.
This?
I like
okay.
it a lot.
Okay, and then it's time for number 1, Mark.
Okay, again, no debate here.
Yes.
I can't even believe I'm playing it right now.
Chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin!
Alvin!
It's almost a little unfair, though. I would even say Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Those are novelty Christmas songs, and this is more of a novelty Christmas song, and it still has the history to it, right? But I mean, yeah, when you come up with the list of songs that you might not want to hear ever again, this might be on that list, right?
I will say, I grew up in the time that the Chipmunks movies were really popular, and I loved those movies growing up. So maybe this one doesn't bug me as much, but I get why people absolutely hate it. Okay, we move on to birthdays and this day in history. Just one just one birthday today, and I threw this in there largely for you, Mark Rudin. It is John Malkovich's birthday, 72 years old.
I love you're a big fan of him. And we just talked about him. He grew up in Southern Illinois, and he told me at one point when I met him that he listened to KMOX, my former station, all the time because he grew up in that area. How old is he?
72.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Years old. Secretariat is one of my favorite movies, and I think that he does a phenomenal job.
And that was actually the movie that I interviewed him for. I went up to Chicago.
Oh, really?
And Diane Lane said, I like your earring, and that's the reason that I'll never take it out, like, for the rest of my life. I got it when I was 18
funny.
Years old, and Diane Lane liked it, so I'm like, yeah, I'm down with that. So that's what I tell everybody.
On this day, 60 years ago, A Charlie Brown Christmas premiered on CBS for the first time. The Cardinals acquired closer Bruce Sutter on this date in 1980 in exchange for Leon Durham
that
and Ken
Reeves.
That
was significant, Fred, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That made a big difference.
And also on this date, 33 years ago, Prince Charles and Princess Diana announced their separation. Okay, it is time for the random fact of the day. A doctor diagnosed...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The injuries that the two wet bandits suffer during Home Alone and Home Alone 2, and figure out 23 of those injuries would have actually killed them. And that is your random fact of the day and Ethan's news.
Oh, my gosh. That is...
I believe it.
That's random, and I believe it, too. Matt Pauly from the winter meetings down in Orlando. We're going to talk a little baseball coming up. Graham from the Media Research Center. After the top of the hour, you got, of course, a lot of the networks out there completely ignoring the Somali welfare fraud story, pushing a very different narrative. We'll get to that with Tim and a bunch of other stuff. Blake Hurst, who is a corn and soybean farmer in Tarkio, joins us with reaction to President Trump giving out $12 billion in subsidies to struggling farmers. Is that enough? Look, these farmers, especially the crop farmers, they're really, really suffering. Low prices, expensive fertilizer and equipment costs, and they're getting crushed. So we'll get Blake's response to that at 5:30, and then an audio cut of the day as well. Let's talk a little baseball. There's been some baseball news out of the winter meetings, not related to the Cardinals. Get to that in a second, but let's hook up with Matt Pauly, who is the Sports Open Line host on our sister station KMOX. He's down in Orlando for the winter meetings. Matt, how are you?
I am good, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
It's been a little bit. We see each other every once in a while here in the building. Truth be told, I mean, I'm just being honest here. We often like to call you into service to talk a little baseball. It wasn't the most interesting topic in, let's see, July, August, September, unfortunately. So that's one of the reasons we never got in touch, Matt.
No, that's okay, and I'm not too terribly upset at you. I'll be able to live here moving forward. But, you know, unfortunately, it's not that entertaining right now.
As yeah.
we talked, the Cardinals have not yet made any moves. There's been a couple things league-wide with Kyle Schwarber and Edwin Diaz, and Steven Matz got a deal. But for the most part, it has been a very, very slow and quiet winter meetings.
So let's go over, before we get to some of the Cardinals and what's going on here, Schwarber's back on the Phillies for a huge deal, right?
Yeah, 5 years, I think $150 million. So, I mean, that's big money. I'm not trying to, like, downplay that money, but it's not the biggest deal in the history of Major League Baseball. But it's a good deal. You know, there have been some other teams that were rumored to be interested in him. The Orioles were evidently interested in him. There was talk about both the Cincinnati Reds and Pittsburgh Pirates. I didn't really buy either of those teams, but he gets a nice payday. He gets to go to a place that he's comfortable, and he gets to go to a place where he knows they're built to win right now.
The Dodgers get Edwin Diaz, free agent from the Mets, $69 million, three-year deal there, so you know, the rich keep getting richer.
Yeah, and you know, when we watched the Dodgers in the postseason, the only issue that they had was they had a bullpen that wasn't completely reliable, and they were really relying on their starters to go deep into games, and they were being very creative in how they used the bullpen. Well, when you got an Edwin Diaz, you don't have to be quite as creative. It's amazing. Dave Roberts had said it just yesterday that they were very comfortable with the team the way it was. The roster was in perfectly good shape, that they didn't need to have any additions. And then, lo and behold, what do you know? They go out and get arguably the best closer available on the market.
All right, so how long do these meetings last, by the way, down there in Orlando? You go through the week, Thursday, when do they wrap up?
They wrap up on, I believe, Wednesday night. There may be some small things that happen on Thursday morning, some kind of holdover meetings or just small group meetings. But the bigness of it is going to wrap up tomorrow night.
All right, so we hear names like Brendan Donovan. Arenado, obviously, is in the mix for a trade if he approves it. Wilson Contreras, I'd like your thoughts on that, and maybe even reliever Jojo Romero. Let's start with Contreras, because what kind of trade possibilities would there be for him? He's obviously an outstanding offensive bat. The defense is good, but it's weird because he was a catcher, then he was the first baseman, and much better than a lot of us thought. You don't kind of bring him on a team to put him back behind the plate, do you?
No, everything that I've heard connected to Contreras is him staying at first base. I've heard a good number of teams are interested in him. You know, there's not as many right-handed slugging bats as you would think. That's something that there's a lot of teams are very much in need of. I mean, taking a right-hander out of the Cardinals lineup would be tough because they're so lefty-heavy,
yeah.
So they'd have to do something to make up for that. But I do think that there's a distinct possibility that Contreras gets moved. The contract is not a bad contract at all. Maybe there's even an opportunity to eat some money in that contract as a way to get some more prospects to come back. But nobody's going to like be overly upset about the amount of money that he's making versus the production that you're going to get out of him.
Do you think then, you know, with the meetings wrap up, that there could be no activity, maybe some of the groundwork is laid, but obviously the number one name is Brendan Donovan at this point, isn't it? Outside of Arenado?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Arenado, it's more about the Cardinals want to get him onto another team, so he's got a chance to compete better, and so the Cardinals have a chance to move forward with what they're doing from having younger players. When it comes to Donovan, the motivating factor there is how many teams want him. And upwards of 20 teams have reportedly at least talked to the Cardinals about Donovan. This is going to be the one that the Cardinals have the likelihood of getting the largest return for. So we've seen already with Heim Bloom, he's ready to pull the trigger when he gets a deal that he likes. And we saw that with Sonny Gray.
Right.
I think they wait this one out a little bit.
Matt Pauly is with us from our sister station, KMOX. He's down at the winter meetings in Orlando. So let's just talk about the overall project here, which I think at this point, there's no doubt this is a complete rebuild, which is something I think the fans can support. But what does that potentially offer for us next year at Busch Stadium, Matt?
Yeah, look, it's not the answer that people probably want to hear, but it's the opportunity to see some of these young guys who I think are going to be a part of a very good Cardinals team moving forward go out and play. It was fun to watch Mason Wynn play. He won a Gold Glove this past year. It was fun to watch Alec Burleson emerge. He was a Silver Slugger. Now, do I think they can win a few more games than maybe they're going to be projected to win? Yeah, I do, and I said the same thing last year, and they had a really good month of May last year, which made a lot of people kind of believe in what was going on. So I'm not ruling out the possibility that this team can be a little bit more competitive than anybody expected them to be. But at the same time, it's watching those guys. It's watching J.J. Weatherholt emerge. It's watching Quinn Matthews make his major league debut. Maybe later in the season, Liam Doyle arrives. Guys like that. Maybe Joshua Baez gets to the big leagues this year. Players who I think are going to be a huge part of very good Cardinals teams in the future are going to be cutting their teeth here this upcoming season.
Okay, so but what about some of the talent that was supposed to be developed and really be a lot better than they are right now? What happens there?
Well, first off, part of the reason it didn't happen is the Cardinals lost their way when it came to player development. And they just did not have the infrastructure, they didn't have the staffing, they didn't have the technology to allow players to become the best version of themselves. That is being fixed. The Jupiter facility is going to be done around the time that spring training starts. They have added literally dozens of new people to the organization in different kind of roles to help players. So there's two things going on. First off, for the guys still in the minor leagues, they're now finally going to get the instruction and have everything that they need to become the best version of themselves. But is there still some, you know, let's take like a Nolan Gorman. He's in the big leagues, and he has not done in the big leagues what we thought he was going to do. There is still some, there's still pressure on the organization and the smart people that are now in the organization to help still develop those big league guys. It's just a question mark on how much that still can happen in St. Louis.
Well, I mean, Jordan Walker is obviously the name also, because if you go back 3 years, you and I and a lot of us were having conversations about this guy being a superstar in Major League Baseball, household name, and that simply has not manifested.
It is not. He's been one of the worst hitters in all of Major League Baseball for the last 2 years. He's saying all the right things. He's in Jupiter. He's been doing a lot more yoga and flexibility sort of things. Talked about how he felt like a statue at the plate. And I know people roll their eyes when I talk about underlying numbers, but underlying numbers more often than not eventually turn into baseball card numbers.
Right.
And all the underlying numbers for Jordan Walker continue to be really, really good, which makes you feel like he's still got the ability and the opportunity to turn into one heck of a, like we're talking all-star level, middle of the order run producing bat. That is still something that's on the table for him. There's just a whole lot of stuff that's got to come together.
You know, I didn't know John Mozeliak very well. I knew him a little bit. I liked him personally. I know some people, he had a personality that rubbed people the wrong way perhaps, but there's no doubt the level of success that he provided here with the Cardinals. There's also no doubt that it was time to move on. Have you gotten a chance to get to know Chaim Bloom just a little bit and your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I really like Chaim. He's been in the organization now for a couple years.
Right.
So I've spent time with him over the last couple years. We're not really talking baseball stuff, just talking to him about personal stuff. And now we're starting to get into the baseball conversation. He's meeting with us every single night here at the winter meetings. I like him. I like the conversations. I like the openness. And I'm with you. I really like John Mozeliak as well. I think you're right. It was time for him to move on. It was time for a new voice, a new leader. But that's not a shot at Mo. It was just time to move on. But Chaim definitely brings a little bit of a different taste to the way things are going. The conversations are a little bit different. You can't find anybody to say a bad word about Chaim Bloom. He is a legit, really good guy. And then to go along with that, he's a smart dude who knows baseball.
Sometimes it's just time, you know, to move on and get a fresh look. I mean, a lot of people in Pittsburgh are talking about Mike Tomlin right now. I mean, that guy's beloved, but, you know, maybe there comes a time, right? So change is in the air. There's no doubt about it. I think the fans look forward to see what might, you know, be put together here in the next couple years to see if we can get competitive again. It's just one of those things. You know, I tell the story every once in a while, Matt. I took my kids, when I moved back here to St. Louis, it was the year that the Cardinals won the World Series in 2006. And I took my boys. They didn't even care about baseball. They still don't. I took them to the World Series parade, and we broadcast. KMO actually did a broadcast that day, of course. And I said, look, I'm taking you guys here because I don't know how long it's going to be. I was at a parade in 1982, but it's been that long since we've had a parade. Well, then obviously we win in 2011, and we have a pretty good run there in that era. And there were some key players like Albert Pujols and Yachty and others that played an amazing role in that. But, you know, you start wondering here how long it could take to win a championship, because it's already been 14 years and we'll be at the 15th anniversary of, you know, all that fun in 2011 next year. But you just have to wonder, and you know, it could take a while.
It's not easy. There's luck involved in the playoffs, and you have some things going against you because you've got teams like the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees that can go spend as much money as possible. And if you're the Cardinals and some other teams out there, you're going to do it a little bit differently. That doesn't mean you can't do it. It means there's some resources that those other teams have that you don't have, so you have to be more creative and you have to be smarter than them.
Yep. All right, Matt Pauly, you have fun down there. Don't have too much fun. How's that weather? You know, here today it's beautiful. It's not going to be beautiful when you get back because we're looking at 14 degrees in a couple of mornings, but we're in the 50s today, believe it or not.
All right, well, yeah, it's in the 70s, I think, today. It's been really rainy up until today, so the weather actually hasn't been that good. But since I got here, I have not stepped out of the hotel. So I got here Saturday night. I have not seen the outside in my entire time.
Get yourself some damn fresh air before tonight. My goodness, Matt Pauly. Hey, thanks for jumping on here with me. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Well, we often visit with Curtis Houck from Newsbusters and the Media Research Center. He's a little busy today. We do have Tim Graham, who is a big shot over there. He's executive editor of the Media Research Center's Newsbusters. We're going to talk about some of the different tones and the coverage that was offered to the Somali welfare fraud story versus some of the others. Tim's going to join us after the top of the hour. Blake Hurst at the bottom of the hour. He's a corn and soybean farmer in Tarkio, Missouri. The president and the administration yesterday unveiled $12 billion in subsidies to struggling farmers. Is it enough? Is it too little, too late? I know that these farmers have gotten beat up with these prices. The commodities are not high price right now, and then you have all the equipment and the fertilizer, and it really becomes a challenge. So he will join me. We'll have an audio cut of the day about an hour from now. I'm going to do a little tribute. I did this at 4 o'clock to Ra Malo from the Mavericks, who passed away yesterday at the age of 60, and he was a legend and really one of the best. So Christy and Gracia, does that name mean anything to you? For those of you who don't live in the city of St. Louis, she was, well, first of all, I'll tell you what she does right now. She makes $90,000 as the chief of staff for that nutbag Megan Green, who is the Board of Aldermanic president, and she's about the most progressive nutcase that we have in the city of St. Louis anymore now that Cori Bush is gone. But Christine Gracia was a member of the Board of Aldermen for 10 years. And let me set up the story this way. I had a friend when I was in Milwaukee. I spent about 10 years in Milwaukee, as many of you know, at WTMJ Radio and television. And there was a friend of mine, you know, you become, well, look, I knew Scott Walker when he was barely even 30 years old. He went on to become the governor of Wisconsin. And there was a friend of mine who was on the board of aldermen there. And we got kind of close. Jeff was his name. And, you know, we hung out a little bit. So I knew him better than really any of the other elected officials. And we were similar in age. And he was going through a divorce. And I was going through a divorce sort of at the same time. But one of the things that he was doing was he was using his campaign money for his bills. I mean, he was, and believe me, I get it, because you got to start paying a family practice attorney and then child support, all this stuff. It's a very, very stressful time, which is why I talk about Susan L. Ward all the time. But he went to federal prison for almost 2 years for essentially using his bank account and his campaign finance money as, you know, a personal bank account and to pay bills. Now, he was, I truly believe that he was doing this not nefariously, other than he needed to pay his bills, but that was against federal law. But with Christine Gracia, and I would say Jeff didn't probably spend this much money of campaign money. She has, Joe Holloman at the Post-Dispatch is reporting on this today, that she's now agreed to pay back $45,964 to the Missouri Ethics Commission for fines that she began accruing when she was first elected to the board in 2013. So both of those, well, the total fine comes from two finance complaints filed by two watchdogs, one from 2018 and another in 2020. And I guess she has to pay $2,000 by January 15th. And then in February, she'll make monthly payments of $300. Okay. So she's making $90,000 as the chief of staff for the wacky Board of Aldermanic president, right? How about, and they point out in Holloman's story, they point out the debt would be satisfied in April of 2038. I think that Christine Gracia, does she have a car payment? What's your car payment right now? Maybe you should get a different car and then pay $600 or $900 a month until this is paid, because that seems ridiculous. And then my other question would be, you know, why is this not something before a U.S. attorney? Because it just seems ridiculous that it's not. Now, look, I just sent Jane this story, and I said, I had an alderman friend in Milwaukee who did 2 years in federal prison for something far less than this. And she pointed out that Larry Arnowitz went to jail and died shortly after getting out. Courtney Curtis did federal prison time. And Jane says she's privileged, making $95 a year. There's some language in here I cannot repeat on the radio, as you might imagine from Ms. Duker. She says the legislature should pass a law that says if you have MEC fines that you can't have public employment. I would totally agree. I mean, think about this. She's essentially double dipping, triple dipping from the taxpayers. She dipped into her own campaign finances. Now, she denies, her quote in the Holloman story is, well, I didn't do anything like that. I made some inadvertent mistakes in the campaign file. Well, I think that $50,000 is a little bit more than inadvertent mistakes, right? So you're sucking off the taxpayers in the city of St. Louis. Doing what, by the way? What productive thing is Christine Ingracia doing for Megan Green, either one of them? I mean, and she's getting paid $90,000 and dipped into her campaign account and money that she wasn't supposed to use for $50,000. That's a pretty good deal. No punishment outside of $300 a month. I think she got off way, way too easy.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.